As the United States continues to wage war against al-Qaeda and terrorism in the aftermath of September 11th, commentator Fawaz Jurjez says in order for the effort to be successful, the United States must tackle the underlying cause of anti-Americanism in Muslim countries.
In the days after September 11th, Osama bin Laden denied al-Qaeda's responsibility for the massacre. He said it so loudly and clearly that a majority of Arabs and Muslims believed them. Unfortunately, some of them still do now. He hoped to gain world sympathy against an American attack and mobilize the Muslim Ummah, the community of believers, worldwide. After the U.S. launched its war in Afghanistan, bin Laden's rhetoric became more nuanced. While still not acknowledging a direct role, he praised the perpetrators for their blessed attacks against the pinnacle of non-belief. In his own words, their blessed terrorism qualified them as martyrs and earned them a place in heaven. Privately, bin Laden bathed in the glow of success and boasted to his visitors about humiliating America. But still, he was reluctant to come out clean and confess. Well, guess what? Bin Laden lost the war in Afghanistan, and the Muslim community rejected his terrorism and did not rise up. Hunted down and constantly on the run, a year later, al-Qaeda has finally changed tactics. Its lieutenants are aware of the symbolic power of 9/11 and desperate for recognition. They have now publicly taken full credit for the September attacks. Recently, Al Jazeera, the leading Arab television network, broadcast interviews with two of al-Qaeda's field lieutenants. They admitted to helping plan and carry out the September 11 massacre. Al Jazeera's correspondent was driven to a secret location in Karachi, Pakistan, where he interviewed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Ramzi bin Ashibh. Mohammed was a close associate of the presumed mastermind of the September attacks, Mohammed Atta. Ramzi Ashibh was recently arrested by Pakistani security forces and turned over to American authorities. Mohammed and Ashibh bragged about al-Qaeda's organizational skills and its ability to strike at the heart of America without being detected. Their acknowledgement was timed to coincide with the first anniversary of September 11th. Obviously, al-Qaeda's war with the United States has not gone well. So now it aims to convince the world, still alive, capable of unleashing death and terror on its enemies. Its strategy is designed to keep the jihadi flames lit. Well, the bad news is that al-Qaeda is still functioning. The good news is that the pool of recruits has shrunk considerably. The United States can diminish al-Qaeda's appeal by taking an active role in resolving the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, consistently promoting the rule of law and human rights, and investing in Muslim civil societies and economies. The sooner the United States tackles these underlying causes of anti-Americanism in the world of Islam, the faster al-Qaeda will fall.
The comments of Fawaz Jurjez, Professor of International Affairs and Middle Eastern Studies at Sarah Lawrence College.